Om Shanti. Today is 24th September 2018. Blessing. May you be an image that grants an experience the incorporeal and the subtle in the corporeal form with the lesson of one. Ek. May you be an image that grants an experience the incorporeal and the subtle in the corporeal form with the lesson of one. Ek. Explanation. Simply make the lesson of one firm and please the bestower of blessings. Then from Amrutvela until night time you will continue to be sustained as you move along and fly with blessings in every act you perform in your daily timetable. The lesson of one is one strength, ek bal, and one support, ek bharosa, to follow one direction, ek mat, to be constant and stable, ek ras, to have unity, ekta, and to have love for solitude, ekant pri. The Father loves this word one. Those who make this lesson of one firm never experience anything to be difficult. Specially, blessed souls receive special blessings, and this is why it is as though they experience the incorporeal and the subtle in the corporeal. So today Baba is explaining about the one. One strength, one support, follow one direction, to be constant and stable, means ekras, to have unity, ekta, and to have love for solitude, ekant pri. So Baba is saying that Baba loved that word one very much. So Baba has given us knowledge, or Baba has given us Srimad. Since morning we wake up till night we go to bed, or in how to sleep also Baba has given a Srimad for each and everything. So here Baba is saying about one support, one strength. So what is the one strength in Brahmin life? What is mean by strength? If we see the scientifically, the strength means force. Newton's second law of physics says that strength means force. Force means the power we need to move any stable thing. If any object is stable, and if you want to move that object, how much force or how much power, strength, energy is needed is called strength or the force. But here Baba is saying about the spiritual strength, one strength. So what is our strength, one strength in Brahmin life? What is our strength? Ek bal. What is that ek bal? I think our strength is Gyan, Yog, Dharana and Seva. That is our strength. If we follow that all four things in our life, we will get the blessings from Baba and from Brahmin family. So those, that blessing is also our strength. Then all divine virtues and divine powers are our strength. And then codes and conducts of Brahmin life, rules and regulations of Brahmin life. Whatever good karma we are doing, that is our strength. So that is one bal, ek bal. And then another, Baba is saying about one support, that always have support of one Baba only. Take the support of Baba only, not any human beings, but just one support of Baba. In 1969, I think one of the Sandesh, first Sandesh only, Baba says that have support, Aadhar of three things only. First is Baba, second is gathering, support of gathering, unity, organization, and third one is codes and conducts of this family, rules and regulation of this family. So have that one support only in our life. Don't take any other support, just one support of all three those three things. And then here Baba is speaking about one direction. One direction means Srimad. Whatever Baba is telling us, And what is the best source of Srimat? What is the best source of One Direction is? Murli. Murli is the best source of Srimat, direction. If you have any kind of problem in our life, just read the Murli, or if we will concentrate on the Murli. That's my personal experience. Since I am in Gyan, I never asked any kind of question to anyone. Because Baba has given answer of each and everything in either this Sakar Murli or this Avakta Murli. Baba has given answer of each and everything, each and every problem of our life, either this Brahmin life or either this our Laukik life. Baba has given solution of each and everything. So one direction, that is one Srimat. And if we follow one direction, if we have one strength, one support, one direction, then our sthiti, our stage will become ekras. So here Baba is saying constant and stable, that is ekras. So our stage will become firm. We will never shake, or we won't get upheavals. We won't feel upheavals in our life, because we have one strength and one support of Baba. And of course drama also. That is our one strength is drama also. Whatever is going on, whatever is happening is good. Baba is saying that drama is always beneficial. So whatever is happening in our life, if any kind of problem are there, either is good, either is bad, or whatever is there, just have firm faith in drama and Baba. That Baba says that whatever, for you Brahmin children, whatever is happening, if someone is leaving body, if some any kind of clashing or anything is there, some beneficial is there, some untold or some hidden beneficial is there. So have faith on drama also. Then here Baba is speaking about ekras. If we follow Baba Srimat, if we have one strength, our stage will become ekras, constant and stable in any kind of paper, any kind of circumstance, any kind of situation. Then here next Baba is speaking about unity. Unity means ekta. Here, as I told that Baba today in blessing, especially focusing on the one word, ek. Ek bal, ek bharosa, ek mat, ek ras. And now Baba is speaking about ekta. Ekta means unity. So unity in Brahmin life. Yeah, you know, many times Baba says in the Murli that Maya kills you when you are alone. First Maya separates you from this Brahmin family, and then Maya kills you. We see in Laukik world also, and we all know that one story, you know, one father has four children and they always fight with each other. They have so much conflict with each other. So he thought how to give lesson to them. So he asked them to bring one stick. They bought four stick and he tied that stick together, and then he asked them to break it, and none of them can them break that. And then he separates that stick, and then he gives that one stick to each of them, and then he asked them again to break it, and they break it very, very easily. So he taught that if you will together, no one can break you. So here also Baba is saying about the unity. If we have the unity in our Brahmin life, no one can kill us, or no one means Maya cannot kill us, because we have that faith in Brahmin family. Many times we see so much things are there going on in Brahmin family, so that creates doubts in our mind that how that those people are, either they are Madhuban Nivasis, either they are Central Nivasis, or any Sevadharis are there. So it creates so much questions in our mind. But just few days ago I was listening to someone's class, and that class the person was explaining that we know that if someone is doing any bad action, whatever bad action is there, within that time we get some kind of jealous, but hatred from that person, that look at that person, he is doing so much bad thing, either in Yajna or any Brahmin soul. But what Baba thinks about that person? Did he have any kind of hatred for that person? No, in Gita also they say, no, that Krishna was saying to Arjun that no one is my enemy and no one is my friend. All are equal for me. So the same thing applies for Baba. Baba means that Baba is only given as knowledge of Gita. So Baba is no one is enemy and no one is friend, because he is the director of that drama, of that movie. And he has given that part of villain to anyone. And that villain is performing any bad action, so it is going to affect that director or what? No, director won't affect, no, because he know that I have only given that part to that person. Suppose one father is there, and one person is there, and 10 good things are there. Ten things are there, and each one of things have some grade, that A, B, C, D, E, F, G, like that. So the thing which is on first number is very good, but the thing is on the last number, on the 10th number, is very bad. Okay, and if you call someone, that collect any one of that thing. So everyone will try to take the best one only, first, second, third. No one will take the 10th one. Okay, and the person who knows that 10th one is very bad, but still he's taking that thing. So what he will, I think the person will get more blessings or more good wishes from the person who is giving, distributing that thing. So I think the same thing is applying in this drama also, because everyone has everyone is trying to get the to take the best action, means part in the drama. But the person who is taking the worst part in the drama, or worst, so Baba will give more blessing or good wishes to that person, because no one is ready to take that bad thing, but that person has taken that bad thing. Okay, so Baba will give more blessing and more good wishes and more power to that person only. So that's why I think if someone is doing bad thing, it didn't mean that Baba is not remembering him or Baba is not giving him good wishes, but Baba is giving him more good wishes, because everyone is hating that person. Oh, look at to them, he's doing bad thing. But Baba never hate that person. He's not that thing is there in drama only. That's why he's performing that action. So never have that any kind of bad wishes or any kind of bad feeling for any kind of person. Because whatever we say in that universe, the law of attraction says that things comes to us only. It will come either is good or other is bad. So never have any kind of hatred or any kind of bad feelings for anyone. So that is the thing we need for the unity, ekta. And then last one is Baba saying about solitude. Solitude means ekant priya. Here, if we translate that ekant, it means solitude. But in Baba's dictionary, ekant means lost in one's love or lost in one's remembrance. That is called, that's Baba called ekant pri. Ekant pri, not just gross meaning is just go in silence, in solitude. But in Baba's dictionary, ekant pri means lost in one. One means that one, Baba's love and Baba's remembrance. So here Baba says about the six things. And then Baba is saying, simply make the lesson of one firm and please the bestower of blessings. Then from Amritvela until night time, you will continue to be sustained as, sustained means palte, as you move along, chalte and fly, udte, with blessings in every act you perform in your daily timetable. If we follow that chapter, the lesson of one firm, we'll get the blessing from Baba all day. Entire our Brahmin life or entire day. The lesson of one is one strength, ek bal and one support, ek bharosa, to follow one direction, ek mat, to be constant and stable, ek ras, to have unity, ekta, and to have love for solitude, ekantri. The father loves this word, one. Those who make this lesson of one firm never experience anything to be difficult. Now, many times we think that Baba is, we know, we saw and that Baba is giving Srimad for each and every child, and his Srimad is different. Just like when Ramesh Bhai asked to Baba that, can I drink the tea or coffee when I go to my clients, they are offering me tea and coffee. Can I drink? So Baba said, no, you are not allowed to drink. But when same question Brijmohan Bhai asked to Baba, can I drink tea and coffee when I go to my client? Baba said, yeah, no problem, you can drink. But both of them have never asked any kind of question to Baba, that why you are saying yes to them and why you are saying no to him. Because they know that Baba knows the biography of each and every child. Just 2 and 3 days ago in Mudli, Baba said that this father, this knows everything about you child, just as the Lokik father knows, this Parlokik father also knows each and everything about you child. So never hide anything from Baba. And in that movie only Baba says that children don't have that much manners also, that if they perform any bad action, they have to say, I am sorry Baba. Children are not saying even that also. So here Baba is saying, the father loves this word one. Those who make this lesson of one form never experience anything to be difficult. Specially blessed souls receive special blessing, and this is why it is as though they experience the incorporeal in the subtle, incorporeal and the subtle in the corporeal. So that's about today's blessing. May you be an image that grants and experience the incorporeal and the subtle in the corporeal form with the lesson of one. Ek Om Shanti.